you know, my parole isn't that bad, but that's because I was real honest with my parole officer. I actually told him, I'm a Latin King. If you don't like that I'm a Latin King, you can lock me back up. I'm going to continue talking to other people who are ex-prisoners. If you want, lock me up. I'm not afraid to go back to prison. You know, I kind of like, I got used to it. It's like a vacation. I go in prison and what I'm going to do, I'm going to read and write more. And I need to read and write more. Right now, I'm not reading and writing because I'm so busy living life, working and running around, that I don't have time to read and write no more. You know, so maybe I could use another couple of month vacation. But for the most part, you know, I told the parole officer, listen, one thing that I'm not going to do is commit crimes. I'm not going to be walking with weapons. I'm not going to be beating up people. I'm not going to be selling drugs. You know, so, you know, you don't have to worry. You know, they're concerned, oh, but you're going to be still breaking your conditions of parole because you're going to be communicating with prisoners and ex-prisoners and you're not supposed to. But my thing is I want to help people. That's why we have the Allied Resistance Network, so we can help people, you know. And I want to help people. If a kid comes to me and says, hey, Blaze, you know, I want to stay around you because I know you're going to keep me out of prison. You're going to keep me out of trouble. What am I going to tell him? Oh, I can't hang out with you because my parole officer will violate me. No. I'm going to say, okay, yeah, that's cool. Stay around with me. Come with me here. Come with me there. Let's go to this political rally. Let's go to that study group, you know.